Don't think for a minute that the fight for medical marijuana in Florida is being led by laid-back stoners who just want to chill out and feel good. The recent battle between Orlando attorney John Morgan and Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz is proof that those leading the charge are dead serious and not chill at all. When Wasserman Schultz told the Tampa Bay Times that she opposed Florida's proposed medical marijuana law, Morgan exploded. He told the Sentinel that medical marijuana is one of the Democratic Party's core issues, and he wouldn't donate to the party again while she's its leader. That's no idle threat. Morgan is one of the party's largest donors, and if money truly does walk and talk in politics, and we all know it does, Wasserman Schultz could be shown the door. Wasserman Schultz claims that in other states, ease of access to medical marijuana has led to fraud, abuse, and accidents. The same sensational arguments being made by the Florida Sheriff's Association. But the numbers show that's not really the case. A University of Texas study recently showed a correlation in reduction of crime and legal medical marijuana. The city of Denver has more medical marijuana dispensaries than it does Starbucks shops, and data shows that crime in that city is down. And let's not forget the business aspect of legalization. The law hasn't even passed, and companies are popping up in Florida to teach people at $300 a pop how to start their own dispensaries. If we really want to invest in our state's economic growth, forget about service industry jobs. Focus on legal marijuana.